Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour.
101.5 UMFM.
All right. Welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. Hope everybody's enjoying the splendid weather we're having out there. I know that myself couldn't come soon enough. Hopefully we can put this winter behind us. We got a special show in store for you this evening. We'll be hearing a whole hour of some fuzzed out, bottom-ended riff-orama. A lot of people use the term stoner rock or 70s-influenced hard rock or desert rock. Call it what you will, but the sound is unmistakable. A journalist for Metal Maniacs described it as a tour de force of throbbing riffage and indecipherable lyrics that sounded like early Sabbath on peyote. Now, this is not going to be a complete retrospective. I just don't have the time to fit everything. I would need to do that into 1 hour. So instead, we're gonna hear some of my favorite songs that I think really define the sound. So let's set the tone with some Witch. This is Seer off their self-titled album. On A Sordid Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
Oh yeah, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. That was the legendary Fu Manchu with a track called Grasshopper from their King of the Road album going back to 2000. Black Wizard before that with a track called Waves from their self-titled album released in 2010. Those guys out of Vancouver. And we started the set off with Witch. That was Seer from their self-titled album released on TP Records in 2006. That features Jay Maskus, of all people, on drums. Now, stoner rock can really trace its roots back to Black Sabbath, arguably the biggest influence on bands that are included in this genre. And that torch was carried through the 80s by bands like Trouble and Saint Vitus. But it wasn't until the arrival of Caius that stoner rock really hit its stride, spawning a feeding frenzy, with even labels popping up dedicated entirely to that sound, such as TP and Meteor City. So why not hear some Caius? This is Supa Scupa on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Make it love tomorrow. And count my fingers.
Oh boy, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. That was Red Aim from their album Call Me Tiger, going back to 99. Coil Guns before that. That was The Woman of the Dunes from their album doing covers of lead singers Louis Yucker's solo acoustic stuff. Now, I wouldn't typically call that band a stoner rock band, but I think that riff really fits the bill. And we started the set off with Caius. That was Supa Scoopa and Mighty Scoop. Now, before I'm chastised for cutting that song short, most of the songs in this genre tend to verge on the longer side, and considering I only have an hour to do this show, I had to cut a couple of songs down, so simmer down there, purists. I always thought that song split nicely in two. I always thought maybe one, the first part was Supa Scoopa and the second part was Mighty Scoop, but what do I know? Anyways, so there's a lot of newer bands that are still keeping the flame alive. There's actually even a whole subgenre called New Wave of Swedish Old Man's Rock. But we're going to hear something out of the UK. This is Dark County from their 2015 self-titled album. The name of the track is Highway Throne on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you. Oh yeah, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard Clouds. That was a track called Mountain Gym from the legendary demo. Again, not a band that typically falls under the umbrella of stoner rock, but that riff just speaks for itself. The Hazy Tones out of Montreal before that. That was Light of the Day from their self-titled album, released in 2017. And Dark County started that set off. That was Highway Throne. Here's some Atomic Bitchwax. This is Getting Old on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Come On featuring the legendary Ian Blurton. That was City of Daggers off their 7-inch of the same name. Nebula before that. Going back to 99, that was a track called What You're Looking For from their Sub Pop album To The Center, featuring former members of Fu Manchu. And we started the set off with Atomic Bitchwax. That was Getting Old from their Volume 1 album, and featuring former and current members of Monster Magnet. And looks like we're getting a little close to the hour here, so I'm going to have to cut things short. Unfortunately, I could probably go on for a few more, but them's the breaks. So speaking of Monster Magnet, we're going to finish things off with a track from their legendary album, Spine of God. Thanks for listening, folks. I hope you enjoyed this foray into the fuzz. Keep listening to UMFM for some more great programming. We'll be back next week with another episode dedicated to rock and roll. In the meantime, kids, have fun, stay safe, and be cool.